Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes here on 720 WGN. I'm Matt Bubala sitting in till 7 o'clock tonight. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, as fabulously decorated by our friends at Tree Time here in the Tribune Tower. Lots of people out enjoying probably a day off. Certainly the kids are out of school. A lot of people doing some last-minute shopping. If you're traveling over the holidays, you might like a tip or two to make sure you do that a little more easily. Our buddy Johnny Jett joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Matt?
We're doing good. Are you traveling for the holidays, or will you be in your home?
I'm actually here in L.A., and then I am traveling a few days after Christmas.
I don't know if you heard, we were just reporting in the news that there are reports from TMZ that Carrie Fisher had what appears to be a heart attack on a flight from London to L.A. today. And I don't know if you've ever been, I've never been on a flight that had a diversion or had anything like that crazy happen. How common do you think that is, and how safe do you feel being in an airplane? You know, if you ever had a heart attack or had a serious medical issue, do you feel pretty good about your chances on that, or is that a very bad place to have something go wrong?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a great place to be. I've actually been on plenty of flights where they, you know, you hear the flight attendants ask if there's a doctor on board, and I've had that happen. I've had a, you know, divert once where I was flying London to L.A., and we had a divert to Edmonton because a passenger was sick on the plane. So it hasn't happened often, but it has happened, and every single time there's always been a doctor on board. And, you know, you hear about babies being born on planes and things like that, which is mind-boggling, but they all seem to survive. So, you know, there's usually a doctor or a nurse on board, and, you know, the flight attendants do have some medical training.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd rather be on the ground.
Yeah, I think anybody would be. It's funny, as I'm sitting here in the Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, I often say when I see an ambulance going by, I think, oh, my gosh, in this traffic, it's the worst thing in the world to be, you know, in this place right now trying to have an ambulance get somewhere. But I imagine 30,000 feet in the air and a long way from a hospital is an even worse place to be.
Right, but you know what? The plus side is I'd rather be in a plane than at home alone where no one's going to find you.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, so, I mean, there is a plus side to it. Yeah. And, you know, again, there's usually a doctor on board, and they always, you know, they can radio the tower to get, you know, they always have
somebody
doctors
there
on call.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
all right, so if you're traveling over the holidays and, you know, tomorrow and maybe even Christmas Day will be a day that people are traveling, are there any simple tips that people should keep in mind, anything special or different you should be doing if you're heading to the airport this time of year?
Without a doubt, there's multiple things. So number one is pack your patience. You got to realize that there's going to be tons of people flying.
There's no room for patience in those bags, Johnny. That's an extra charge. We're leaving that at home.
And a lot of people don't, you know, fly often who are traveling over the holidays, so they don't know the drill. Mm. So, you know, so always show up early when you're flying over the holidays, because you don't know how long the lines are going to take, traffic, parking. Always give yourself extra time, even if you're driving, not only flying, but especially at the airport. So you want to do those two things. Also, there are some little things you can do. You know, get ready for the security. If you don't have TSA PreCheck, which I highly recommend that you try and get for next Christmas,
yes,
or you know, the spring break. That way, you can, you know, go through security, breeze through. The line's usually shorter, although sometimes it's longer. But even if it's longer, it actually goes faster because you don't have to take your shoes off, your belt off, your jacket off, your laptop or liquids out. But you have to sign up. It does take some time.
It does.
Instead of getting TSA PreCheck, I actually highly recommend getting Global Entry, because TSA PreCheck costs $85 for 5 years, and that just allows you to go through, you know, screening in the U.S. security. But if you get Global Entry, that costs $100 for 5 years, and it not only gives you the TSA PreCheck, but for that extra $15, you can cruise through immigration whenever you land in the U.S.
Yeah,
and you know that's a big time saver of time. I mean, huge. Usually when I land from an international flight, it'll take me 5 minutes to get outside.
Yeah.
Usually before it'd take over an hour.
Colleen and I have gone to Mexico, and we went ahead and signed up for the Global Entry. Global Entry last year, paid the $100. You just sign up online. It's not that cumbersome of a process. Once they review everything, they contact you, make you come in for an interview. You can set it up at O'Hare or different locations they have here in Chicago, and you go in, and it takes like 10 minutes. They fingerprint you. They chat with you for a minute, make sure you're really you, and then you're on your way, and you have a number that you will just, you know, you put in with your, whenever you buy tickets, or if you have a frequent flyer like I have United, and it's just automatically in there now when I buy a ticket, and it makes an incredible difference. And when we came back from Mexico, Mexico. Like, you know, 2 years ago when we went to Mexico and you come back, and that was when we had that whole slowdown with the TSA workers. So we were there for like 2 hours or more. And then last year, not only is it quicker, there's kiosks you can use. It just makes life so much more simple. And the TSA pre-check at all the airports, like you said, you could be a long line because there's a lot of people, but you're not taking shoes off, you're not doing all these other things. It can be a lifesaver, and for just $100 for 5 years, you go on one flight a year, you're going to be happy. Oh, yeah. You had that. It pays for itself, that's for sure.
And there are certain credit cards actually that include it, so like the American Express Platinum card includes it. So
oh, really?
These cards, always inquire about it. A lot of people don't realize that. And another thing is about the, you know, the global entry, a way to even make it cheaper is if you get the Nexus card, which is $50 for 5 years. And that's if you go to Canada, but you do have to do the interview in Canada, but it includes, you know, the same kind of service in Canada. And then you get everything that we said above just now. You get mm-hmm. the global entry and TSA PreCheck, and it's only $50. Hmm. And if you don't want to do either one or spend any money, just download the app Mobile Passport. And that actually, now they're starting to, the U.S. government's starting to pick up the pace on digital. And so now you can just fill out the form on your phone. When you land, connect to Wi-Fi, upload your form, and you can cruise through security or immigration much
quicker
than you could. Yep.
Interesting. More tips from Johnny Jett after we get a check of traffic. It's 3:45. Let's head upstairs to Violetta. Matt Bubala with you here on 720 WGN, filling in for Ro and Anna today. Thank you for being with us, everybody. We got Judy in the newsroom, Violetta doing the traffic, Sam Paniadovich filling in for Kevin on sports. Following the news that Carrie Fisher had a massive heart attack on a flight from London to Los Angeles, it occurred from reports we're getting from TMZ about 15 minutes before they landed. Emergency personnel were on board and administered help to her. This is all we know. She was rushed to a hospital. Judy says the Tribune is now reporting that she is in critical condition, Judy.
Yes, critical condition after having a cardiac episode.
Is what they're calling it. Violetta looked up. She's our medical reporter on the show. And she found out that and sent me a link. Thank you, Violetta. That a massive heart attack is a, you know, disruption in the blood flow to the heart. Cardiac arrest is when the heart stops beating. So, Sam, you're making it sound to me. I'm sorry, Sam, but you're making it sound like a massive heart attack is worse than cardiac arrest.
I didn't say that. We didn't actually get to it. But if you're going to take it this way, I had a buddy who I just texted who's a doctor. He said a heart attack is essentially circulation. Mm-hmm. And then cardiac arrest is like electrical, if you're going to make those, you know, comparisons.
So heart attack is you're having problems. The blood's not flowing right. There's problems here. It's still working. It's not working the way it should.
And a cardiac arrest is when
it stopped working.
Yes.
So she's in a hospital. We'll find out more as it comes available. Johnny Jett is on the phone right now. We've been talking to him about tips over the holidays. Of course, global entry and TSA PreCheck are very smart things to do and a good Christmas present for somebody who travels a lot. Anybody who travels a lot that does not have these things is really screwing themselves up. If you travel more than twice a year, honest to goodness, there's no reason not to already have this and make sure you get it if you don't. Johnny, what about, do we have to leave earlier? Do we have to do anything different over the holidays? I know Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving is the craziest time. I would imagine tomorrow is going to be pretty crazy too, though, won't it?
Well, it will be crazy, although the other day, 2 days ago, was the craziest time for LA, LAX. But, you know, busier times are actually summertime. The thing with the holidays, even Thanksgiving, you know, I think that's the number 10 on the list of her top 10 travel, busiest travel days. But it's just it's more rookies are out, you know, the people who don't normally fly as much, so they don't know the drill. So that's why, you know, we talked about you got to get the whole security thing down pat, but show up extra time. And there's little things that you can do to make your flight much more enjoyable. You know, I always recommend shipping your bags. So, you know, unless you're flying Southwest where they give you two free check bags, you know, if you're going to pay $25 and $35 for the first and second bag, you might as well go ship it to FedEx or UPS. You can do it ground. As long as you're flying domestically, it won't work internationally because it'll cost way too much money. But you can save time and money. You don't have to show up to the airport so early. You don't have to wait around for your bag to come out if it even does come out. And when you get to your destination, the bags are waiting for you. So that way you can take public transportation. It's much more difficult to jump on a train or something with a lot of bags. So it will save you time, especially if you're there during rush hour.
So generally you would say you could send two bags for less than, so it's $25, $35, so $60?
It's usually $120 round trip if you're going to check two bags on most airlines.
Right, and you could do it cheaper to and from, you think, two bags by doing UPS or the Postal Service or FedEx.
It all depends on the size of your bag and how, right, what you have in there, but I've done it before, and you don't even have to put it in a box. I just showed up to FedEx and said, you know, ship this. I put old clothes in there. Like, I came back from like a month-long trip, and I landed in New York, and instead of, you know, flying it back with me to L.A., I just said, I brought it to FedEx and just put the bag right there on the scale, and I think it was $35. So, you know, it saves you, and that way I was able to take the subway to the train to the airport, which saves you time and money. So it all, you have to weigh it out, but you got to do it ground. Otherwise, you know, it's going to cost a lot of money if you do it overnight or anything like that. And if you are shipping it to a hotel, you better make sure you ask the hotel in advance if they charge a receiving fee, which I think is a total scam.
Some hotels do that?
Yeah, they do. So some of them will charge you a fee just to receive a bag for you, because everyone started catching on to this tip, and they're like, oh, my God, they're cargo holds or whatever are starting to get full, so now they're trying to make money. But, and another tip about bags, by the way, you know, the TSA allows you to have wrapped presents go through security, but, you know, if they see something wrong with it, they will unwrap it, and they will do a good job unwrapping. So I recommend wrapping your presents when you get to your destination.
Yeah, it'll look like your four-year-old unwrapped it and took a look at it, right?
Well, or if I do it myself.
Let's talk a little bit about the domestic carriers. There's been a lot of news recently that next year there's going to be charges for carry-on bags. Do you think we're really headed that way? And
well, United is on certain fares. So, you know, the low-fare carriers like Spirit Airlines have started that. And, you know, I've never flown Spirit, but I've heard, you know, a lot of horror stories. First of all, they don't offer a lot of legroom. I think it's 28-inch pitch, which is between the seat and your legroom, basically. And so now they can offer really low fares. So now the other airlines, the major ones like United, Delta, and American, you know, they're losing out, because when you go to price out, let's say Chicago to Miami or Fort Lauderdale, you'll see fares much cheaper on Spirit. And people are just grabbing it. They don't realize that they're going to get charged for every bag, and they'll even get charged for carry-on.
Yeah.
You know, if you fly Spirit, the only way you can really get a good deal is if you don't mind, if you're not checking a bag and bringing carry-on on that fits below your seat in front of you. Because they'll charge you $100 at the gate to use the overhead bin.
$100 for one bag in an overhead bin?
Yeah, if you wait till the last minute at the gate. And which is, I've heard, you know, you do need to confirm that, but I am almost positive. And so now United is now trying to, you know, come out with these low fares where they're saying, okay, you're not going to earn as much mileage, you won't be able to change your ticket, and you're not going to be able to check a bag or bring carry-on.
How do you think that's going to work out? Do you think that'll work and the other carriers will follow, or do you think United will face a backlash on that and will drop that?
You know, unfortunately, I think the other carriers are going to follow. I'm hoping for, you know, there'll be a big backlash, but because I always like to fly on the cheapest fare. And I'm an elite freaking flyer because I fly so much, and I get, you know, a certain amount of miles. But, you know, the airlines really have changed the game lately. You know, they've taken the fun out of it. You know, American just closed the deal in August when they, you know, started following Delta and United, where they're no longer going to give you a mile for every mile flown. They're going to give you a mile for every dollar spent. And that's why you don't hear so much about mileage runs anymore, because, you know, you'd hear about people buying like $300 fares to go halfway around the world just to fly and get the miles. Now, you know, instead of getting 15,000 miles for that flight, they'd be getting, you know, like 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
So they've taken the fun out of it.
You know, the airlines have been very profitable the last couple of years. Why do you think they're doing so much more to squeeze every ounce out? Is that to prepare for the next time there's a flying recession, or why are they continually going that way if things are going pretty well right now?
You know, it's just greed. I mean, you would think it's just greed. Really, their board of directors and stuff, they all want to make the most money they can possibly make, and so they're just trying to squeeze every dime in there and nickel. So, you know, they've really taken a lot of the fun out of flying, and I've actually slowed down a little bit because, you know, especially the whole mileage game and things like that. But there are ways to make it more fun and pleasurable. I know they've cut back seat size and stuff like this. So one of my tricks, by the way, is, you know, pay extra for the exit row or bulkhead. And after takeoff, you can usually take your carry-on down from the overhead and put a pillow on it and make a leg rest out of it. And if you're on certain planes, you can have more leg room than people in first class. Hmm. So So that is one way to you know, make flying a little bit more enjoyable. Yeah.
Many more tips at johnnyjet.com. Johnnyjet.com. You can follow him on Facebook and Twitter as well. He's got lots of good tips out there for you. Johnny, thanks so much for jumping on the phone today.
Hey, thanks for having me. And by the way, I'm speaking at the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show on January 21st at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center.
All right, excellent. We'll look for you when you're in town. Thanks, Johnny.
All right, take care.
Have a great day. JohnnyJet.com. News is next on 720 WGN.